it's your girl, Rebecca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. Sorry, I had to re-record this because there was, too many pauses because I was taking my sons, who are dogs, out, and also I was feeding them, so there was a lot of different noises and then barking and to be let back inside and everything like that. Dog mom duties. So I'm re-recording this. So today I'm going to talk about nostalgia, being a 90s kid, being a millennial, being a Disney kid, and the comeback of all the Disney Channel stars having tours or having concerts and everything like that. And I've seen a couple of them. I wouldn't say all of them, but I've seen a lot of them. And a lot of them I've seen multiple times. All phenomenal. So this has been last year, and this has been this year. And I'll name who I've seen. I've seen Ali and AJ in concert. I've seen Jesse McCartney in concert. I saw Jordan Sparks at Epcot. I saw the Jonas Brothers multiple times. I've seen Demi multiple times. I've seen, and last and certainly not least, love her, I've seen Hilary Duff. So as a Disney kid, seeing all my favorite Disney stars in concert is a phenomenal. They all did great, very entertaining, but put on a great show. Fantastic. Overall, all of them did a great job, because I know with them I haven't done a concert review individually with all of them, so I'm just gonna categorize it all together as Disney Channel stars going on tour that I've seen last year and this year, and combine it all together. So overall, they have done a phenomenal job. Again, sorry about the coughing and sneezing. My son Pat is suffering through allergies. This is why I hate summer. AKA one of my dogs. They, choreography wise, singing wise, the concert in general, singing their hits, new stuff, everything was great, being lively, not a boring concert. So a lot of changing costumes, bringing out special guests, everything involving their concert, great. Like I said before, stop sleeping on Demi Lovato. She has a phenomenal voice. Everybody should go see her in concert live. I'm going to start with the most recent. So I saw Hilary Duff recently. I'm just going to say, in general, Florida should ban outside concert. It's too dang hot all the dang time. The only time that it is perfect weather for me, because I'm from the Northeast, from Canada, then I live in Pittsburgh, is sometimes December, but always January, February, and it's fall weather. Amazing outside. That's the only time outside concerts should happen. Other than that, it should be banned. It's too dang hot. It was outside at, doesn't really matter, one of the outside venues. It was hell. Me and one of my friends, we went to Chili's and then waited out, missed the first opener, and then La Roya, I don't know how to say her name specifically, but the girl that made the song Bulletproof, she did a good job. The only song I know from her is Bulletproof, so again, early 2000s nostalgia. I probably, for the first opener, I probably only would know one song too. maybe, if that. But for me personally, I don't, I 90% of the time do not know who the opener is. The other 10, I know the opener. Like when the Jonas Brothers had the Happiness Begin tour, when they came back from their hiatus, I believe that's the right tour. If not, it's a different tour. They had Bebe Rexha, and I knew her. So, anyway, going back, so it was too hot outside. She's so sweet. Hillary's so sweet. She's like, thank you, everybody, for coming. I know it's so hot and terrible, and I'm so sorry that you had to be out here in the heat. Lovely individual. Love her. So her personal set was an hour. I got it right here because I've been listening to the set list. Was an hour and 11 with 21 songs. I love what I got. I wish it was longer. This is my issue with like concerts nowadays. They are like an hour 15, an hour 20, an hour 30. I want them to be longer. Especially when the artist has multiple hits. I remember when the Jonas Brothers had the 5 albums one night, and that concert was 3 hours long. And I'm not saying 3 hours long as in, if you're including the opening act, it's 3 hours long. Because I was talking to someone, they were like, well, technically the concert was 2 hours and something if you're adding the openers. I'm like, no, I'm not adding the openers, because if you look up the playlist that they sing for the concert or the set list on Apple Music, it's only gonna show the main artist, and it's gonna tell you how long. So I'm saying the artist only. And because, like I said, these are artists from Disney, as a Disney kid that I listened to since I was a baby. Like, yeah, since I was like 10 and younger, and all of these artists, we're all millennials, right? Some are older than me. No, all of them are older than me, some by like 1 or 2 years. Yeah, between 1 or 2 years to like, I know Hillary, she said it, she's like 28. I'm not so sure. She's 38. Like, you know, so like I grew up with them. That's what I'm trying to say. But some are millennials, some are Gen X. It doesn't really matter. But I grew up with them, and they have lots of songs and lots of hits. To the point that I'm like, you have a lot of hits. We could like minimum get 2 hours. Please, I would love it. I'm grateful what you gave me with an hour and 15, 30, but I want more, I want more. I remember back in the day, concerts were like 2 hours long, 3 hours long. Now it's like, if it's like, and for example, the Jonas Brothers, like I said, because I'm not a Swiftie, so I'm not going to say the year was torn. Because I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift at all. And her birthday is close to mine. We're both December Sagittarius. That's what I know. Like with the Jonas Brothers, five albums one night, it was 3 hours long. And I believe a friend of mine that's a Swiftie told me that the Eras tour was 3 hours long. And I'm like, yes, this is what I want. You have a lot of music. 3 hours long. 3 hours. Come on, please. And I know Hillary, this is her first time on tour in 10 years. So I understand that that's why it was not as long. And I'm okay with that. With that being the reason. But everybody else, you guys have a lot of hits. Please have it minimum 2 hours. And I'm not saying 2 hours plus the opener. I'm saying minus the opener, 2 hours. Because the majority of the people come for the main act. Because show being full sold out, what I see is when it happens is for whoever the headlining person is. The opener either gets half, they might, depending if the opener is really big as well, also have it sold out for the opener too. But in the cases for the concerts I've been to, the opener is not well known. Like, I didn't know the opener for Ally and AJ. I did not know the opener for Jesse McCartney. I don't know who the first opener, because Hillary had two openers, so I don't know if I knew them. But when I got to the venue, because I got in when the first opener was leaving, it wasn't full. It was like less than half. It was half when the girl that sings the song, I know I'm saying her name wrong, so I'm just gonna say the person that sings Bulletproof came. But when I see it's like, oh, the concert sold out, it's the main act. But having to continue, like, seeing all the artists I grew up with and been fans of them for years in concert, from first seeing them on my TV since like 2000s, like Lizzie McGuire, early 2000s, to like Camp Rock, like early 2010s, like in that, and et cetera, et cetera. And seeing them now live in concert is amazing. I haven't seen Sabrina Carpenter because when I because I know she also was in Disney, she was in Girl Meets World. When I went to go buy tickets for her, it was sold out. So, but like I was saying, seeing all these artists that I grew up with live, either for the first time or the 10,000th time, has been incredible. And we only have one life to live. But if you're able to go see them, go see them. Hillary's tickets weren't expensive. Especially they weren't expensive because they were out. Her whole tour is outside in the horrible heat. This, again, why I hate summer. It's too hot out and too buggy. And everybody's allergies are acting up. Human and dogs and cats, right? Allergies are acting up. And that's what I've seen, like, outside venues, their tickets are way cheaper than inside venues, where there's AC, because it's outside. And the sound quality in outside venues are always the best. For example, like, when I saw Shakira, there were some audio issues. Like, outside venues aren't always the best when it comes to sound quality, which is another thing why I hate about outside venues. Not the best when it comes to sound quality. And what I did like about what they did for the venue, they allowed you to bring outside water bottles and jugs and stuff because it was so horribly hot outside. And then they had stations where you could buy free water. And then also they're like, oh, they had someone, like, if you went to a baseball game, carrying to your seat, which I'd never seen before at a concert, bringing out, but these ones you had to pay for, water, beer. And then at some point, and that was like before Hillary came out, and then in the middle of Hillary's set, I saw them bring out, a person had water,
beer, and then some of the margaritas. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's it, you know. And I believe it's because it's so hot, they didn't want people to go up and down. They're like, let's help them. But for food, you had to get up.
Oh. But overall,
let me go bit by bit, each performer. Ali and AJ, they did great. They're now more folky. So they sit down, they play the guitar. It's very intimate. Phenomenal voices. They did incredible. Like, they did a very great song. It was, their concert was more their newer album. They did a couple of their old songs, but it was more their newer album. And their newer album, I don't know as well as their older album, and I liked their older stuff better. And next, let's go Jesse McCartney. Okay, Jesse is a goofball. If you haven't seen Jesse McCartney's TikTok when he is Judge Judy, he does Judge Judy in the show too. It has a rope and everything. He's very playful, very friendly, very charismatic, a lot of energy. Mixed the old, his old stuff and the new stuff. Everybody was having fun. Phenomenal. Just did so great. Jordan Sparks, my bad. I did the wrong Jordan, sorry. Jordan Sparks did incredible. All her new stuff. The only difference is it was a shorter concert because it's at Epcot. All her music that she chose, she did amazing. Her voice is phenomenal. It was a blast. Jonas Brothers did phenomenal. It was their 20th anniversary. Did great one with one of my best friends. We had a great time. The whole tour, this tour, they brought out people that inspired them, that was touring and at the time, or specifically from the Pacific city that they were at. Great concert. They do a phenomenal job each time. Like, I've seen them 5 times in total, so phenomenal. Go into that. Demi, she did a phenomenal job. Like I said, incredible voice. Her voice was given from the angels. She brought out Joe. Almost died. Lost my voice. Fun story about losing my voice. I've only lost my voice a couple times. That was from seeing the Jonas Brothers, seeing One Direction, and seeing Demi Lovato. 3 times I've lost my voice. Only 3 times. And I'll get to this point later on, but phenomenal. I love seeing Demi. This was the 2nd time me seeing Demi. Phenomenal. Love her. Great show in general. Phenomenal. I also like the themes that people do in concerts. For Demi, it was black, lace, glitter, all that. For Hillary, it was Y2K, early 2000s, anything Lizzie McGuire, or Lizzie McGuire the movie, or any past decades of hers. Everybody looked phenomenal. Okay, I did that. Yeah. Overall, I want to continue to mark more artists off my bucket list. I've seen concert-wise over 50. Last year, I forget if it was in October, I hit 50. But like, I'm over 50. So I'm getting closer and closer to the 100s. I love seeing live performances, live music matters. I love seeing newer artists, older artists. If I love you as an artist, we'll continue seeing you. But like, overall, great time with the concerts I've gone to so far. The only things that saddens me is when a concert is canceled. And real quick, I will say this thing. There's a couple artists that I've seen multiple times. That's number one, the Jonas Brothers. Number two, Demi Lovato. Number three, Nyler, aka Niall Horan. I always call him Nyler. Since One Direction. I wish I saw One Direction more than one time. Technically, if we're going to talk about the pandemic, I've seen Liam a lot too. And then Pitbull is another one that I've seen multiple times as well. So saying like with One Direction and their solo stuff, and then boy bands and their solo stuff, I've seen everyone in 1D solo except for, because I'm counting the when we were in lockdown during the pandemic and people were having concerts on Beep, I think it's what's called, I forget that platform. So I'm counting that as I've seen Liam live, but in my house. And technically I could say, if I'm gonna go that way too, I've seen Louis as well because of that as well. The only one that I'm missing, if, because I'm gonna conclude that, is Zayn. And I was gonna see Zayn, so I could say I saw all of them in concert by themselves, but Zayn canceled his North American tour, so never mind. Me personally, when it comes to concerts, I do not bring my significant other. I go with my girlfriends, my girls, or I go by myself. I do not bring my boyfriend at all. Number one, if it's a male artist, I don't want to deafen you. I've went with male guy friends that are also fans of them. For example, I went with one of my guy friends to see the Jonas Brothers. I apologized to him a lot because I was screaming so loud. And I went to see Pitbull, Ricky Martin, and Enrique when they did the trilogy tour, and I was screaming, and I was with one of my guy friends, and I'm like, I'm sorry. Again, so I would only do that if I'm friends with a guy. I would go to, and they are into that artist, then I would go with them. I'm not bringing a boyfriend, because especially when it came to me with my ex, right? It would start our argument. And I saw, there was a TikTok post and a Instagram post where a girl was like, my boyfriend hates that I fangirl, or hates that I'm a fan of you. And I'm like, relatable. And Harry was like, don't him, because that's toxic. And I'm like, yes, it is toxic. Because, so it would be okay if he would do it, but you can't. So overall, I just go with friends to concerts if I'm going with people, or I go, which is a new thing for me, by myself. But when it comes in general with the concerts and stuff like that, if it's outside and it's an artist that I like, I literally buy the tickets a month or two ahead of time because I'm like, depending on the weather and stuff like that, do I really want to be outside? And I'm like, yes, I want to see the artist, so I buy it then. But if it's an inside concert, automatically when it goes on sale.
But overall, like,
I love how a lot of Disney stars are coming back on tour. I love this for them, for me, for everybody. Nostalgia, everything like that. It's amazing. More concerts to go. Next concert I'm going to is going to be Louis. And then after that, have a little break. I'm going to see Bruno Mars. And then I'm going to see Ed Sheeran. He's my last concert because I also have an annual pass to Disney, and but into the Eat and the Beat, the concert series for their Food and Wine Festival, there was no artist that I wanted to see.
So
that's it, what I have for this year. And then I already bought my tickets when they went on sale to see Nylar, aka Niall Horan, in concert. So I have a ticket, concert ticket for next year already. But that's basically it with me.
But
yeah, Disney stars going back on tour is exciting. I wasn't able to get tickets to see my boyfriend, Harry Styles, in New York. Were too expensive and sold out really quickly. And I wasn't able to get Ariana Grande tickets. I would love to see her again. Again, fabulous voices. Yeah, and that's it. I hope like one day I get to meet some of them, or because that would be a dream come true. But overall, I love going to concerts. I love the experiences. I've met a lot of friends from concerts, so, and that I still talk to this day. I just love the whole concert experience and live music in general. So I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.